A Russian Soyuz space capsule carrying an American astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut today docked with the International Space Station. The mission, the first since the Shuttle Columbia disaster on February 1st, is to replace the three-man crew on board the space station, two Americans and a Russian. This will be the first time U.S. astronauts will return to Earth aboard a Russian space vessel. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is at Russian Mission Control outside Moscow. Everything go according to plan?
Everything not only concerning the flight, but also the docking this morning, going absolutely according to plan, without a flaw. And just about 1 hour ago now, just recently, the two astronauts, Yuri Malinchenko and Edward Liu, the American astronaut, entered the International Space Station and greeted the two American astronauts, one Russian cosmonaut on board. As the cosmonauts were telling us at Mission Control here, quite an emotional moment. The crew on board have not seen any other humans for 6 months, and for Yuri Malinchenko, the mission commander, and for Edward Liu, also quite an emotional moment, as these are the last people that they will see for 6 months. They will be spending the next 6 months together.
But this was supposed to be an American space shuttle mission.
Yes, it was, and that changes a lot. First of all, the American space shuttles carry large payloads. They would normally carry equipment which would be used to expand the station. Instead, of course, we are using the Russian spacecraft, the Soyuz spacecraft, which is a very well-proven vehicle, but is capable of carrying only very small payloads. And the crew actually had to adapt its schedule because in the wake of the Columbia disaster, they had to learn how to use the Soyuz vehicle. Now, for Commander Malinchenko, it's not a huge problem. He's been in space 4 times before. He's flown on Soyuzes several times. But for Edward Liu, the American member of the crew, it was quite a challenge because he had to adapt to the Soyuz. He had to come to Russia, put in 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, learning how to use the spacecraft. We were told it was quite a challenge by the Russian space officials here this morning.
Well, it's also a smaller crew than originally planned. How will that affect work on the space station?
Well, first of all, it affected the flight itself because the space, which would normally be taken up by the third cosmonaut or astronaut, was used to ferry water and supplies. It will also affect the mission because there will just be a greater stress on these two men. They will have to continue to carry out some scientific experiments on board, but that's been drastically scaled back. Most of their efforts will simply be focused on keeping the space station flying for the 6 months rather than expanding the station, as would have been the case had we been using space shuttles.
There have been disputes about the space station project between the U.S. and Russia. Have these disputes overshadowed this mission?
I wouldn't say they've overshadowed the mission. I think there's a great sense of accomplishment on the Russian side today. They were called to pick up the slack for the Americans in the wake of the Columbia disaster. They have proven that they can do that. But yes, there are financial issues outstanding. Even before the Columbia disaster, we had accusations by the American side that the Russians had not lived up to their side of the agreement in supplying the International Space Station with the modules on time. Since the Columbia disaster, we've had the Russians basically saying that the Americans would have to provide more funding for the Russian space program if the Russians were to continue to build Progress cargo vehicles and Soyuz manned craft, which are to fill in for the space shuttle while the space shuttles are not flying. We still have not seen that funding issue resolved, and it is a sticking point which continues.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets at Russian Mission Control.